Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, audience. This is Sandra Bueno, and I am with Blog Talk Radio, Power to Be You show. Today is Tuesday, October 30th, and today's show is a 30-minute presentation on coaching and empowerment. I am Sandra, and I am the founder of Live and Learn Enterprises, in addition to the creator of the Power to Be You platform, and it is with distinct pressure that I come to you across Blog Talk Radio. Normally, our show is a half an hour on Tuesdays and an hour long on Thursdays. Thursdays, the show is an interactive platform whereby the caller is able to call and we will answer your questions. On Thursday's day, we have a presentation with a coach, a leader, a person who's a contributor and who is making strides and differences through their own testimony and their own experience and expertise in the area that they work in. And that number to call is 646-716-8620. Now, to move forward, today's show involves providing you with accountability, awareness, and empowerment via education. I come from a background of life coaching, in addition to a background where I have worked in a lot of different capacities as a person who believes in our own abilities to make a difference. And today I stand here with a lot of humility because this past weekend was an amazing accomplishment and an amazing event where I was able to bring about the creation of the Youth and Mentor Coaching Training Day in West Palm Beach, where I live, and where this show is being broadcasted to you from. And why it was so unique and special was because it brought about the work of various resources and various people who have contributed to the growth and empowerment of our youth. And to name both of those organizations, we have the Children's Coalition with the founder, Carlton Cartwright, whom you'll be able to listen to an archived presentation he and I did about 2 weeks ago, and the founder of the Youth Coaching Academy out of England, who is Harry Singha. Additionally, we also have his archived presentation with myself. And the three of us, we were able to put forth this Day of Empowerment to our service workers. Service workers meaning individuals who today are in charge with delivering services to our youth, be it via the education board, directly one-on-one as counselors, or dealing behind the scenes. And we had a great turnout. We had representatives from the faith-based communities, various pastors, people who truly have children at the center of their mission and their objectives. And collectively, we were able to undergo a full day of training, of essential skills training, where we had practical tools and skills that were taught and that were shared that made our connection with our kids ever so more able and with a lot of ease of delivery. And this is what I'd like to cover today. I'd like to bring some of my audiences in on this and share some of that information, because this truly is a unique platform on which not just children, but all of us will relate and all of us will gain understanding and awareness. And this information is so vital. It's vital because people today are truly, truly lacking this simply because they have not been made aware of its existence. And being that my show is about bringing awareness to you and being able to also offer you distinctions where you might be able to make a difference in your life, a difference in your workplace, a difference in your family, whatever that difference is to you, however it comes about for you, what I want to be able to do is share this with you, bring more value to you in your day so that as you move forward, you are closer to having the results that you want. This is all based on what it is that's important to you, not what's important to me. All that I can do and want to do is bring more value to you. And as I say, I want to bring this now because it truly is, it's right now as we stand, there's a lot of awareness out there in our society that collectively people are starting to question and ask and demand and even pursue on their own a lot of personal development. People are being clued to the fact that this is something that's happening across the globe. It is an awareness simply because we are in a different century. As much as people don't realize, you know, we go through day after day doing the same old, we don't realize the time is passing. And when you finally realize, you know, at the end of the year, New Year's Day, you're like, wow, a whole 2 years went by, and where did it go? Well, it went doing things that didn't really propel you forward. It went with every day you meeting the day's chores and the day's events and driving and picking up things and cooking and doing a lot of this everyday ordinary life and living that we all must do as human beings. However, all of these things collectively, basically they took a lot of our energy, took a lot of our time, took a lot of our interest, took a lot of out of our fulfillment. Our fulfillment comes when we are gratified by how we spent our day and how we spent our time. And unless we are doing things that are propelling us forward and moving us in the direction of our dreams and our goals, at the end of the day, we turn around and we say, well, what did I do? How did I do it? Why? Where did I spend all my time? Where did my time go? How come it is that every day at the end of the day or at the end of the week or at the end of the month, I still have all of my to-do items, yet my time has been so busy? Where have I done? You know, this is where you will gain a lot of satisfaction or a lot of guilt and a lot of anxiety if you don't accomplish it. So, like I said, there's a lot of awareness. There's a movement where people want to be enlightened. And some people will call it philosophy. Some will call it alternative living or alternative education. And people will say holistic education, you know, or just to give philosophical expansion. You know, people will give it so many names, but when it comes down to it, it is learning. It is learning and it is education, because education is supposed to help us learn. It's supposed to help us evolve. Education should facilitate our own ability to grasp. And in today's times, we need to look at the people that were there before us and say, how effective have they been in sharing these tools and these techniques with us? You know, and when it comes to life coaching had started about 30 years ago or so, and where it has evolved now, you can actually look into a site or look at Google and input life coaching, and you will have an array of sources and an array of names of people who are now making a name for themselves based on learning these tools and these techniques. They have been passed on from one teacher and mentor to another. And those people who are pursuing a life through life coaching are finding a niche within our industry because people are seeking this information. And when you find something that works and it works for you and it helps you, you become a lifelong member. And this is what, for me, is such an essential part of my life, which is to share this information with all of you, not to have it just so that the elite and those that have a lot of money are able to have. That's not where my heart lies. My heart lies in that this is a social cause and this is a social phenomenon, and we are dealing with a lot of social issues that we must be equipped with the right information and equipped with all the tools that we can have so that collectively we can move forward. And we can move forward in a positive way. As I told you before, we can't give what we don't have to give. And as adults and grown-ups and parents, we cannot equip our children with the right information and the right tools and the right education and the right conditions for them to grow forward in a healthy life if we are not giving them what's right. So for me, today's show is about sharing with you some information that can help you learn so that in turn you can help your kids grow and learn. Now, one of the things that I'd like to share with you comes from the Essential Youth Coaching Skills course, which we presented on Friday. And it's basically about how you manage your own state of being. When we talk about a state talk about how it is that you feel at any specific moment. A state is simply that, how you feel at any given moment. Now, based on your awareness, you will tell me, will I feel okay? Will I feel blah? Will I feel excited? Will I feel energized? I feel happy. I feel mad. I feel angry. All of these feelings come from how you are being in that moment. And how you are being in that moment is based on what you are doing. Let me repeat that to you. How you are being at any specific moment is based on what you are doing. If you want to see that in action right now, look at yourself, whether you're standing or sitting. Preferably stand. When you stand, if you are standing in a state where you are feeling empowered, where you are feeling joyful, where you are feeling excited, you want to look at yourself, what you are doing with your body. Look at yourself, what you are doing with your hands, what you are doing with your torso. Are you holding it up straight? Are you standing tall and proud? Is your face moving forward? Is your head held high? That's your body. How are you holding your body? How is that body carrying you forward? Are you open or are you closed? If you're excited, your body's going to be open. Your head's going to be held high. If you're sad, your shoulders are going to be drooping. Your face is going to be looking down. Your gaze is going to be lowered. Your voice is going to be quieter. These are just some of the distinctions that I'm sharing with you. Now that's your body. There are three objectives here that we are focusing on to determine how your state is being. Number one, body. Number two, your focus in your mind. What are you focusing on? What are you thinking of? What is it that you're bringing into your mind's eye? Are you focusing on the beliefs of uncertainty and doubt and fear? Are you telling yourself, this is not going to work? This is too much work? This is worthless? This will never be? This can never be. I am not capable of doing this. They are not capable of doing this. Why should I be doing this? You could hear it in my voice, just by me saying it, just by me repeating it to you. I even see my face turn a certain way. And I don't like it because this is not where I live. Or are you focusing on, yes, I can. Yes, we will. Yes, we must. Yes. Yes, yes. What are you telling yourself? Come rain, come high in hell water, or however it is that you say it. Are you saying, we will make this happen? We shall survive. I will survive. I will make it. I will succeed. I will find a way. I am encouraged. We have the power. We can do it. In God I trust. In my family I trust. In my abilities I trust. I am gifted to make this happen. We have the tools to make this happen. I mean, continuously, you say these things. As you say these things, you start feeling it inside of your stomach. You feel it down in your gut. You feel that empowerment because you're like, yes, I can make this happen. I don't know how. I don't know how am I going to get there, but I will get there. That's the focus. When you start focusing, your mind's eye and your mind and your spirit starts to focus and bring about into your life that which is going to help you reach your goals and your dreams. It's going to bring about people. It's going to bring about opportunities. It's going to bring about awareness. If all you do is focus every single day on I cannot and I will not and I must not and I don't have enough, if all you're focusing on is a lack, then hello, what do you think your results are going to be? They're going to be in lack. as a man thinketh, so he is. If you dream it, you can become it. If you don't even allow yourself to dream it, then there is no way in the world that anything will ever come that's something that you want. Because if you don't even allow yourself the permission to even see it in your mind, how can you ever think that it's going to manifest in real life? So again we go in state of being. How is your state at any particular moment? How are you meeting your day? How are you meeting the events throughout your life? How are you meeting your responsibilities? How are you stepping into your workplace? How? And that how is not a question of, are you taking both feet and stepping off the car and walking across the street and putting the key in? Those are just the daily things that we do to carry us forth. But what is driving you is your state of being. How are you showing up each day? How are you showing up? How are you showing up? How is your body? Are you waking up just as tired as when you went to bed? Are you tired of everything that's around you? Are you waiting for the park bench to be free so you can go in and sit down and just throw yourself in there? Or are you eager and excited to say, let's start this day forward. What else is going to happen today? What can I make happen? Who can I help? How can we be empowered? How can we move forward? Listen to my voice. Which do you think I relate to best? You know, it's about empowering ourselves based on what we bring into our lives. So again, state of being is directed by your body, your posture, what you're doing, how you're breathing. Then it's based on your focus, what you're thinking about, what you're concentrating on, the visions you have in your head. We have more than 50,000 thoughts in a day. Which are your thoughts? How are you selecting them? Are you listening to someone else telling you and giving you every reason why things aren't going to work? Are you listening to someone who's saying, oh, you know what, you're a dreamer, you think you can make it happen, please. How will you ever do it? But look at you. You've heard of many stories where people who you would have never thought were even going to make it or make anything of themselves became leaders and became people with amazing opportunity, amazing resolve. Did they do it because they listened to someone else, or did they do it because they believe in themselves? And then along the way, met people who believe in them as well and push them forward. So that's what we need to do. That's what we need to do for ourselves so that we can help our children. How can our children go forward? How can they feel safe to believe in themselves when plenty of people are around them telling them, no, you can't? Or why should you when I didn't? That strikes a chord. Adults who, because of their own failures or their own fears or their own inabilities and their own limiting beliefs, will look at a child today and say no. Will clip their wings before they even have time to spread them out. That is a crime. But before we as adults can stand up and help these children, we have to help ourselves. We have to understand where they are by understanding ourselves and where we are. So in state management, body, focus, and words. Words are the third part of this. Words are the triangle of state management. Each corner stands for one entity. Body, focus, and words. What are the words that are coming out of your mouth? Those words that come out of your mouth are what lie in your heart. And you can find that in the greatest book ever. You can find that in the Bible. I can't quote you the actual psalm, or I can't quote you the actual area, but I know that I've read it. As your heart feels it, so does your mouth reveal. You want to know how a person thinks and what they're thinking on and what they're focusing on? Listen to what their words say. You can't say anything nice if in your heart you're not feeling that. You know when they talk about and they say, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it then? Same thing. Some people will oftentimes say a lot and criticize a lot and judge a lot and be negative all the time because that's what their life is about. That's what they're focusing on. And that's what they like to spread and that's what they like to share. And those people are those that one needs to really be careful of. Because just like a bad apple, to use that cliche, one bad apple ruins a bunch. It takes more people. It takes more people to side up with the one that's criticizing. Because oftentimes their voice is louder than that one person that believes they can make a difference. Oftentimes that person that believes they can make a difference, they have find themselves with not as many soldiers behind them leading the way. Why? Because people are fearful. People are fearful of what they have not yet seen. Because people are fearful to believe and to have failure. People are fearful that when they expose their dreams out there, they will not work. And then others will ridicule them and laugh at them. Just yesterday, I had a principal of a school tell me, I worry for our kids. I worry for our kids who come here who are in preschool, 4 years old. Because I worry because I already see them. I already see where they're going to be when they go to kindergarten, when they go to first grade. They're not equipped. And they're not equipped because parents aren't doing their job. I'm making a bold statement. Parents are not doing their job. Parents are letting everyone else grow their children up. And yet, nobody else has the same authority than a parent does. Our children are out there, and we need to be responsible for them. If we're not equipped with the right tools, then we need to get those tools. And those tools are available. And it's one of my missions, to make this available to people. So that down the road they can't say, well, I never knew. No, you know what? You knew. Here it is. If you don't want to take it, then that's a different story. I don't fall too well with victims. I've never been a victim myself. In the times that I attempted to be, I snapped out of it. You cannot spend your time in a victim state because victim state, it's about pity. It's about connecting with yourself. It's about connecting with someone else through a warped sense of being. So this is about picking yourself up and saying, okay, what must I do to go forward? What must I do to go in the direction of my dreams? If kids matter to me, then what am I going to have to do to step up and rise up and be a better role model and be a better parent and be a better mentor? In today's time, in today's technological age with the internet, we don't have excuses. There's enough, plenty free information out there that you can take and you can learn from. There are videos. There are libraries. There are teleseminars. There is free, because everyone that's giving you something free, they also want to get you to get more. Know when you say yes to certain things. Know when you say yes, because you're also saying no to others. Now, going back to words, what are the words that you're saying? Are there words of praise? Are they words of encouragement? Are they words that reveal life, freedom, choice, independence? Or are they words that hurt? Are they words that say, you're not worth it? Or you can't. Why can't you? I want to ask, why can't you? Because whoever's saying it didn't do it or didn't accomplish it or it wasn't possible back then or they found a closed door. You need to ask yourself that. When you speak, especially when you speak to someone else, and you're about to give them a part of your mind, really take responsibility for that. And listen to yourself before you even say it. Are you coming from your own place of empowerment or disempowerment? Are you coming from your own place of fear and failure and hurt and pain? Or are you coming with references that might help that other person move forward? You know, in today's time, we have to let it all out. I mean, we have to truly open that up. Today I said it. I was speaking to various people, a counselor today. And I mentioned to her, our jobs, just something so, you know, people are so afraid to step out, to stand for themselves, to voice their real opinion. They're afraid because their lives belong to someone else. Because somebody's there dictating their every move, what they can do and what they can't do. Where are the laws and the regulations? And yet, unless you're doing something that's violating a human right or you're violating God's law, who can say what you can't say? And as long as it's for the empowerment of others, the movement to go forward, the evolution of the soul and of the self. This is about being an advocate. This is about being a person who's able to say, look, this is what we must do, and we must go forward. We must go forward in the direction of our rights, our God-given rights to be free, to be loving, to help one another. You know, anywhere you look, you'll see people who are hurting. What is it going to take for us to do something? Do we concentrate on the issue, or do we concentrate on solutions? When we're talking about solutions, are we going to spend our lives and our year and our budget sitting in rooms, filling out paperwork, and once these papers get done, they'll finally be translated somewhere and sent on an email to someone, and then they'll rest, and then they'll collect dust while people are hurting, while kids aren't eating, while kids are not learning, while kids are being left behind because they can't even write their own name? I mean, this opens itself up to so many other things. I'm vehement about making a difference for children because they can't speak for themselves. They are too busy fighting off everyone that's telling them, no, you can't, no, you will not, sit down, shut up, do what I told you to do. It's time to have an awareness. It's time to rise up. It's time to say, listen, we count. All of us count. Whether black, white, fat, old, short, disabled and not. All of us are part of the human race. All of us are accountable for what we do and we leave undone. All of us are accountable for seeing things out there manifesting themselves today that we say, you know what, this can't continue happening. We can't allow this to happen. Last week there was a shooting in a bus. That's all I heard. I didn't hear anymore. All I heard was there was a shootout in a bus. That's scary. That's not right. You know, before you think that kids were going to hit each other in the eye and you were going to have to go talk to the parents, now it's a shooting in the bus. You know, before you would wonder that you would get raped in a park in the middle of the night, Central Park. Now a woman gets raped in front of her 10-year-old by 10, 14-year-olds. I read in the newspaper that it was probably because she had called the police because they had littered in front of her home. You know, I don't mean to say anything that's going to offend you, but I do mean to say things that are out there. It's not me. It's not Sandra Bueno speaking and saying, you know, believe me. You don't have to believe me. You just have to look at the results out there. Look at conditions in schools. Look at kids. Go any place that a child is at. and look at their behavior. Look at how they relate to parents. Look at how they relate to themselves. You know, look at the state of where we're at, where we can't mention the word God because right away everyone jumps on your throat. And I'll tell you something, it doesn't matter what we believe in, because ultimately it comes down to ourselves. It comes down to a unique relationship that we have. Because once we die, there's nobody else out there saying this is where you're going to go, this is what's going to happen to you. That's up to you and I on our own and what we do in this lifetime. But we have to have consciousness of self, that well, for as long as we are living and we are alive, we hurt and we feel and we bleed and we pay for what we do and what we don't do. And unless we make a stand, and unless we bond together, all of us, and create a network where we are all being resourceful, and rather than criticizing, and rather than complaining, and rather than fighting and arguing, we take what each one of you has and collectively direct it towards the betterment of our kids, we're going to have serious, serious, serious consequences in 15 years down the road, 20 years, 30 years. Because these kids right now, who we're talking about, are the kids that are going to be adults, who are going to be frustrated and angry and resentful, or who are going to be the leaders. Either way, you and I, we're going to be 15, 30 years down the road, dependent upon them. So all I mean to do is stir this up. And all I mean to do is bring awareness and bring distinctions to your life. Because if we can make a difference in our own life, if we can make a difference in our own children, then we're already being part of the solution. So in closing, your state. You can choose your state. Choose your state by how you walk around. Choose your state by your body, by your focus, and by the words. That's the power that you have within you, power of choice. You have to you have the power to make a difference for yourself and a difference for others. This is Sandra Bueno with Blog Talk Radio, Power to Be You. I will see you Thursday.